Ernest Hemingway's 21 years in Cuba have long been a period poorly understood by Hemingway scholars, but that is about to change. The Cuban government recently agreed to allow access to a large trove of papers from Hemingway's house near Havana. Jenny Phillips, a cultural anthropologist and granddaughter of Hemingway's editor and friend Maxwell Perkins, has led the effort to get access to the papers. She joins us from Boston. Welcome, Ms. Phillips.
Thank you.
This all got started last year when you visited Hemingway's house outside Havana, which the Cubans have turned into a museum. Tell us about what happened.
Well, in January 2001, my husband, Frank Phillips, and I were lucky enough to take a trip to Cuba, which we'd been wanting to do for many years. And we went to Finca Vigía, Hemingway's home outside of Havana, and did what tourists do there, which is walking around on a veranda and looking into the windows of his home, into the various rooms that he lived in. And just kind of on a lark, as a big adventure, I went up to one of the curators there and said to him, "I'm Maxwell Perkins's granddaughter," which is not something I normally go around saying to people. And he immediately looked startled and said, "Oh, you're a very important person. I want to give you a special tour inside the house. Come back tomorrow." So the next day we got to see everything inside the house, and you feel his spirit when you walk inside this house. It feels as if he's just stepped out for a moment and will be returning at any moment.
And describe what you saw in Hemingway's home.
We saw his collection of LP records, you know, stacked next to his old Victrola. They put on some Benny Goodman just to give a sense of the era that we were stepping into. We saw his bottles of liquor on the coffee table next to the chair where he sat and read. Most amazing of all, I think, is his library, which is sprawling through every room in this house. 9,000 books, and even around the toilet in the bathroom was a bookcase filled with books. And 20% of these books have Hemingway's notes, so that there's a lot of literary history inside these books.
And in the basement, there are additional papers and documents, aren't there?
I'll just tell you a few things that we saw. We went into the basement this past March. The door was opened, and we went down the steps into this dank, dark, low room, which is filled with African game heads and guns wrapped up in parcel paper. And among the things we saw that day in March were a handwritten manuscript of For Whom the Bell Tolls, including a fragment of a discarded epilogue. We found a partial manuscript of Death in the Afternoon, a movie script for The Old Man and the Sea, an annotated galley proof with handwritten inserts to Across the River and Into the Trees. In terms of personal correspondence, there was a note, in-house note, that Ernest Hemingway had written to his fourth wife, Mary, scolding her for being so difficult to get along with. And this letter gives you quite a glimpse into their troubled marriage.
And this has been described as an archival emergency, that these papers are in not very good shape, deteriorating rapidly. What's being done to preserve the originals?
This is the whole point of our project. The first leg of this project is to preserve and microfilm and copy the paper documents that we found in the basement. We'll get the 9,000 books, I think, will come a little bit later, but of immediate emergency are the documents that have been stored in the basement.
So the originals will stay in Cuba. And
absolutely.
The microfilm copies will come to the Kennedy Library.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I do want to emphasize the cultural sensitivity of this whole project. And I think the reason that the Cubans did let us go into the basement is because of our cultural sensitivity, and not the American bully here at all, but trying to work together to help them do what they wanted to do in a way that was not at all threatening to them. I think some of the previous efforts had made the Cubans really lock the basement even, you know, with more vigor than they had before, because they were so afraid of losing. They did not want to be bullied. They did not want to be divested.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Jenny Phillips, a cultural anthropologist, talking to us about a treasure trove of Ernest Hemingway's papers that will soon be available to scholars. Ms. Phillips' grandfather was Hemingway's editor, Maxwell Perkins.